If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about Perplexity. We've mentioned them a lot on our podcast before. There's some new news out of Perplexity. They just are looking to raise a $8 billion valuation, along with some controversy. So there's a lot going on. Jaden, what's the latest from Perplexity?
Yeah, so obviously this is a fascinating startup that has raised millions of dollars and has an astronomical valuation. Love the company, and it's taking over Google. Two big things that are happening we wanted to break or dive into. But before we get into that, I wanted to let you know, if you have not already joined our school community, we would love to have you as a member. So every single week, Jamie and I record some exclusive content that we post in our school community with over 180 members. And we break down different ways that you can use AI to grow and scale your business, as well as ways that you can make money with different AI tools and different AI side hustles. So if any of that is interesting to you, we'd love to have you as a member of the community. The price is currently $19 a month, and in the future, we'll probably bump it up to $100 a month. But if you lock in the price now, it'll never be raised on you. So yeah, we'd love to have you as a member of the community, learning amazing things, and we get great ideas. We also take recommendations in here and make videos and content and dive into tools and review your products and all sorts of stuff. So it's a cool place. Now, back to Perplexity and what they're doing. The big news that just broke is that they're actually looking at raising at an $8 billion valuation. This is absolutely astronomical. This is so much money. The goal is that they're looking to raise about $500 million. And this is all according to the Wall Street Journal, which came out with a story about this. If this actually happens, if they're able to pull that off, it's going to more than double their current valuation. So the last time they raised funding, they did it at a $3 billion valuation, which was amazing. I remember when they had a $1 billion valuation, was like, oh my gosh, this company is really, really crushing it. And they're getting up to $8 billion. And the reason why is because they're directly competing with Google for search. They're a company that is deeply competing with Google. It's an amazing product, but you can use it in the exact same you'd use Google, where you'd say, you know, like, what is the weather in Tampa, or like any sort of question that you would ask Google. And ChatGPT typically struggles with these kind of questions that are about, you know, current events, if depending on if like the browsing feature is enabled or not. Whereas Perplexity is able to go and query and get the exact data. And it says, you know, the current weather in Tampa, Florida is 76 degrees Fahrenheit and partly cloudy. And then also has these related queries that pop up where you could say something like, you know, what is the forecast for Tampa tomorrow? And like tons of other questions. And also, you know, you could use this to be like, you know, what was Albert Einstein's, you know, explain Albert Einstein's theory on X, Y, and Z in like a simple, concise way. And it's going to be able to give you that as well. But the thing that I really love about it is that it cites its sources. So oftentimes when you get a response from a lot of different AI models, you're like, is this thing hallucinating or is it not? Perplexity goes and cites its sources. You can go click on the links to the exact, you know, exactly what it's talking about. So all in all, this is a really good product. And yeah, I think this is amazing. Now, all of that being said, there's definitely some controversy because they are getting sued. So Jamie, you want to tell us a little bit about that lawsuit?
Yes. Yeah. So there's been some news outlets recently who have filed lawsuits against Perplexity for using their information, apparently, in its, they just called Perplexity Pages. It's kind of almost like, if you've never used it before, if you make a search inquiry, it pulls up, it's almost like a blog post, but it's an entire page of the answers to your question. As Jaden said, it's all sourced out and there's links to different things. And I find that really helpful. You know, there's even visuals. So it's kind of taking, really, in my opinion, search to the next level. You know, kind of as Jaden said, that's why I think the valuation is so high, because you're basically trying to take down Google or become a competitor of Google. In the past, you know, year to 2 to 3 years, I've every time I do a Google search of something, I type in Reddit after to read the Reddit forums, because usually there's lots of spam and just incredible or incredible. I don't know the correct phrase.
Absolutely incredible.
Yes. Not credible sources on the first page of Google. It's mostly commercialized and ads and things like that. So anyways, I'm not exactly sure why these news outlets are suing Perplexity unless there's information without sources. Do you know the details on that, Jaden? I'm not sure. Sure,
yeah, so I think the big thing is that the big claim they're saying is that Perplexity closely replicates their content with occasional like direct copies. And there was, there was a recent example where Eric Schmidt, he had a stealth drone project, and this was posted about by Forbes, I believe. And Perplexity, when asked about it, they literally... ripped off the reporting, they say, and like, talked about what happened in their reporting. And the thing was that Forbes had an exclusive to the story. So they were the only people that talked about Eric Schmidt's special AI combat drones. No one else was allowed to talk about it. They talked about it. And then they're kind of mad that Perplexity also wrote about it. The thing that's interesting, though, that I think kind of makes this ridiculous. Well, first of all, They put this thing out, and the CEO of Perplexity responded, and he said, "Thanks for flagging this. The screenshot you shared is of a new product feature we released 2 weeks ago called Perplexity Pages. It has rough edges, and we are improving it with more feedback. The core Perplexity product has, from day one, had appropriate source attribution in the most prominent way, unlike many chatbots like ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot. See some screenshots below." He had some screenshots, and he said... Anyways, he said, "The pages and discovery feature will improve, and we agree with the feedback you've shared that it should be a lot easier to find the contributing sources and highlight them more prominently." Okay, so the real big thing that they were upset about was that Perplexity did what ChatGPT and everyone else does and like rewrote the story, or kind of gave the summary of what the story was. But in that case, it hadn't done the attributions, like it hadn't done the links, okay. You know? And they're like, "Look, we're the only people that wrote about this, so we know for a fact, like you stole your ideas from us." Whereas, like, they might be doing the exact same thing, but if it's a story everyone talked about, it's like, how do they know who got ripped off? So, anyways, they're suing Perplexity. They're upset about it. But like, obviously, this is something that their CEO is like, "Hey, we're sorry. We had a new product. It did this thing. Our other product, that's our main thing, doesn't do that. It normally cites the sources, so people can go check out your website, exactly like what Google's doing with their featured snippets." So I think all in all, like, yes, they're trying to make this a big controversial thing, probably because they can see it's raising a lot of money. What's interesting is it says that News Corp is looking for $150,000 per infringement plus Perplexity's profits on them, that could lead to essentially massive damages depending on how this evidence is determined. They also said, quote, "Perplexity is not the only AI company being abusing intellectual property, and it is not the only AI company that we will pursue with vigor and rigor. We have made clear that we would rather woo than sue, but for the sake of our journalists, our writers, and our company, we must challenge the content kleptocracy." So they're upset about it. Yeah, to say the least.
I mean, if anyone's doing it by the book, I feel like Perplexity is trying at least. So I feel like if you're going to go after somebody, like you said, go after ChatGPT or Claude, or, you know, I don't know. I feel like Perplexity deserves that lawsuit the least out of anybody. But one thing I thought of when you were talking about that is, I know a lot of news outlets have paywalls now behind some of their articles for like the premium content for like CNBC or Wall Street Journal. And I actually randomly came across our local news had an article they wanted me to pay to read. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay to read that. That's ridiculous. So I wonder if they're, you know, scared that Perplexity is going to take away, you know, one or more of their income streams by, you know, not getting people to their paywall or to their page, or I guess even advertising, it could hurt their advertising dollars as well. But, it definitely seems like a scared move more than anything.
Yeah, so I think this is interesting. I think perhaps the reason why they may target Perplexity and not ChatGPT others is because ChatGPT has already been kind of done some lawsuits with the New York Times. They've won, OpenAI has raised a $156 billion valuation. They recently just raised $6 billion more. It feels like they have a lot more money, you know, like $6.6 billion. And maybe that's not that much different than $500 million, which Perplexity is trying to raise. But it seems like it's a slightly smaller company, so maybe it's a little bit easier to sue them. But I mean, really, that's a lot of money. Like, they have SoftBank that's backing them in their last round of funding at $3 billion valuation. So, you know, I think it's a lot of money that they have. And apparently, they make about $50 million in annual recurring revenue from subscriptions. So, you know, they're doing good. They're making some money. So something that's interesting about Perplexity, because, you know, aside from all the lawsuits, this is AI hustle and talking about how we actually make money from this. All of this drama revolves around their new Perplexity Pages tool. I would highly recommend, Jamie and I have done whole podcasts on this, and in our AI Hustle School community, we have a whole episode on how to use Perplexity Pages, a whole tutorial. So if this is something you're interested in, I would check it out. This is a massively underutilized SEO tool. If you create an article using Perplexity Pages about your business or your product, there is a high likelihood, if you do it correctly, that you're going to be able to get it to rank in Google, and that you're going to be able to get a ton of search traffic through this, because they rank so much better. We're seeing pages that are getting like 15,000 monthly views just from the Perplexity Pages that can go straight to your product. So I would highly recommend, if you're doing anything, create some Perplexity Pages around it. They do a phenomenal job of doing SEO. And if you're interested in like how to set that up and do it correctly, where it actually works, go check out our exclusive piece of content in the AI Hustle School community, all about that. It's in our bonus content section. In any case, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. If this was something that was interesting to you and you appreciate it, make sure to go and leave us a review. Jamie and I really love the reviews. We read them all. They make our day. They make us smile. We make these things for you for free for the reviews. So if you enjoyed the episode, drop us a review, drop us some stars. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. We will catch you all next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.